Welcome to the very first episode of It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I am your host, Jeremy West, and I'm thrilled to have you join me on this journey. Today, we're diving into the essence of mindfulness, what it is, why it matters, and how we can begin to cultivate it in our everyday lives. If you're new to mindfulness, or if you're looking to deepen your understanding, you are in the right place. Before we get started, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the deep roots of mindfulness. While this podcast focuses on mindfulness from a secular perspective, we do owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to the Buddha and the rich tradition of Buddhism for propagating the teachings of mindfulness for thousands of years. These teachings have been passed down through generations and have helped countless people find peace and clarity in their lives. I also want to express my deep appreciation to Jon Kabat-Zinn, who played a pivotal role in bringing mindfulness into the mainstream of Western psychology. Through his work, particularly in developing mindfulness-based stress reduction, Jon Kabat-Zinn has helped millions of people experience the transformative power of mindfulness in a way that's accessible to all, regardless of religious or spiritual background. With that said, the focus of this podcast will be on secular mindfulness, how we can apply these time-honored practices in our daily lives, backed by modern science and psychology. My hope is to make mindfulness practical, relatable, and grounded in the realities of everyday life. You see, mindfulness at its core is about paying attention, but not just any kind of attention. It's about paying attention to the present moment, intentionally and without judgment. And it's about being here now. And if that sounds simple, it's because it is. And it isn't. It's both the easiest thing in the world and one of the most challenging things that you'll ever try to do. So let's start with a question. When was the last time you were truly present? When was the last time you fully experienced what was happening around you without your mind wandering off to the past or the future? For most of us, those moments are rare. We're constantly distracted by our thoughts, our worries, and our to-do lists. We're so used to living in our heads that we often miss what's happening right in front of us. I remember the first time I really got this. It was about 15 years ago, during a time in my life when everything seemed to be falling apart. I just lost my job on the very day I was supposed to make an offer on my first home. My first child was still a baby, and it felt like the ground had been ripped out from under me. My mind was spinning with fear and anxiety, constantly worrying about the future. I felt trapped in my own head. But then I stumbled on mindfulness. It wasn't a quick fix, but as I started to practice, something shifted. I began to notice the present moment, not just as an escape from my worries, but as a reality that was richer and more nuanced than I had ever realized. The present moment, I found, was a place where I could actually find some peace, even in the midst of chaos. And that's what I want to share with you today. The power of attention, of being present, of living in the now. Because, after all, it's now again, and again, and again. Let's talk about attention. Attention is like a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it gets. But like any muscle, it requires practice. And sometimes we don't even realize how out of shape our attention has become until we try to focus it on something as simple as our breath. Think about this. How often do you start one task only to get distracted by your phone, a stray thought, or something someone said 3 days ago? Our attention is constantly being pulled in 100 different directions, and that scattering of our attention takes us out of the present moment. Mindfulness is the practice of bringing that attention back again and again, gently, without judgment. It's not about having a completely blank mind or sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop. It's about noticing when your mind has wandered and bringing it back to what's happening right now. It's about realizing, oh, I'm lost in thought. and then returning to the breath, to the sensations in your body, or to the sounds around you. But here's the thing. The goal isn't to stop thinking or to push away distractions. It's to observe them, to notice them without getting caught up in them. This is where the real magic happens. You start to realize that you don't have to react to every thought or feeling that pops into your head. You can just let them be. And in doing so, you create space. Space to respond rather than react. Space to make choices that align with your values rather than your fears. And this brings us back to the now. The present moment is the only place where life actually happens. The past is gone, and the future isn't here yet. When we live in the now, we're tapping into the only reality that truly exists. And the more we practice mindfulness, the more we strengthen our ability to stay connected to that reality. So how do we begin? If you're new to mindfulness, I suggest starting small. One of the most powerful practices is something as simple as mindful breathing. Set aside just a few minutes each day, 1 minute if you need to, and sit quietly and focus on your breath. Notice the sensation of the air entering and leaving your body. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently bring it back to the breath without judgment. This is the practice of mindfulness. Another way to practice is by bringing mindful attention to your daily activities. So maybe choose one thing like eating or walking or brushing your teeth. Try to do it with your full attention. Notice the textures, the tastes, the smells, everything about the experience. And if your mind starts to wander, just bring it back to the activity at hand. Remember, mindfulness is a practice. It's not about getting it right. It's about showing up again and again with a willingness to be present with whatever arises. So as we wrap up this first episode, I want to leave you with this thought. Mindfulness isn't just a practice. It's a way of life. It's a way of engaging with the world that brings more clarity, peace, and joy into your life. It doesn't remove all of life's problems, but it does reduce the extra suffering that comes from resisting reality. If you're interested in taking your mindfulness practice even further, I invite you to visit my website, jeremywest.net. There you'll find more resources, guided meditations, and information about my mindfulness coaching services. Whether you're just starting out or you're looking to deepen your practice, I am here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for joining me today on It's Now Again. In future episodes, we'll dive deeper into specific practices, explore the science behind mindfulness, and share stories from people who have transformed their lives through this practice. I hope you'll continue this journey with me, and that together, we can discover the profound impact of living mindfully. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and leave a review. And remember, the present moment is always here, waiting for you to return to it. Until next time, I'm Jeremy West, reminding you to breathe, be present, and take it one moment at a time.